Welcome everyone to this session of Ecosystem TV. I'm very excited to have Chetna Ganju join me for this discussion. Chetna is the head of tech and business advisory services for applications, data and AI at Kyndryl. Welcome, Chetna.
Thank you. Thank you, Ulri, for having me today.
Chetna, you've been, in different roles for, 10 plus years, and we go into this in a little bit further detail. But for the viewers who haven't met you before, can you give a quick introduction, like a quick elevator pitch of yourself, please?
Yeah, I've worked as a business analyst consultant, pre-sales, and for delivery also for many clients in Singapore, across ASEAN, Europe, and the US. And I've worked with clients from different industries, telecom, government sector, CPG, media and entertainment, where focus has been majorly on building, helping business stakeholders in their transformative journey towards digital transformation, and also on the cloud adoption. So I'm based out of Singapore and currently lead the application data and AI practice for ASEAN at Kyndryl.
Thank you, Chetna. And look, you've had a very successful career already. The last, you spent a very long stint at Capgemini, where you, led the consulting practice as well. Last year, or the end of last year, 2022, you moved over to head up this application data and AI practice for Kyndryl. What motivated you to, to the shift, and what attracted you specifically to Kyndryl?
Kyndryl was moving from a vicinity of known to the vicinity of unknown. And that basically is a driver for me. It's a motivation factor for me, because I like to work in the environment where it basically helps me push myself out of the box and pushes me to think more creatively. And curiosity and creativity is something that fuels my motivation. And Kyndryl was also giving me the opportunities in shaping the future the way I would like it to be, and utilize my or leverage my experience from the consulting and advisory on previous existing clients. And I found it the right fit.
No, look, perfect. And you would be focusing on the ASEAN region. So let's talk a little bit about ASEAN. Kyndryl and Ecosystem, we joined a few months ago, we launched a research study specifically targeting the, the ASEAN countries. And it's a fascinating market in itself, obviously high potential, high economic growth, and, very diverse as well. So one thing that came out of this research is that in general, organizations in ASEAN have identified technology as the go-to solution to solve problems. And that was obviously accelerated probably through the COVID experience as well. And specifically, I think there's a high interest in data-driven innovation and data-driven transformation across the ASEAN region. From your engagement so far, would you agree to that? Or, are there any specific interest areas that you can see where companies really, driving innovation, or any areas that you can point out?
I feel within ASEAN, customers have started to see the potential of data, and that data is the new oil, and the significance of setting up the right foundations. I see customers focusing more on mapping the IT initiatives to the business outcomes, because we have seen the statistics where it says that if the IT initiatives are not mapped to the business outcomes, those are tend to fail. And there's and that requires synergy. So the customers have understood that. And there's a lot of potential around building the right governance model, because setting up the right foundation also requires us to have the right governance model in place, so that you build the data strategy, which is in alignment and follows the best practices and standards across. And we also see the customers are also getting into the area of omnichannel customer experience, leveraging the data and the analytics around it. And basically, this omnichannel experience would help them monetize on the opportunities that it would leverage when we get the insights on the customer data, and the pain points and challenges can be better managed through the analytics that we play on the data.
Chetna, you mentioned the data, or the need for data governance, and also to align the data and the the outcomes to business goals. If I look back when I started my analyst career back in 2006, business intelligence, or BI, was, you know, the hottest thing on, you know, in the market. And the digital universe had just reached 150 exabytes of data, which was a, you know, incredible amount. And so looking 15, 16, you know, years on, obviously the data has grown, I think by 600 times to 90, 91 zettabytes. We're not talking about BI anymore. Now it's AI, and, you know, anything that can be done with that. But when we look at the success of projects, it still comes down to the data quality and the ability to manage data across different systems that is letting a lot of these initiatives down. So what do you think is the, you know, what do companies need to do to really resolve this data issue and really drive the true value that they have within their corporate assets?
Yeah, I think it's very important to set the right stakeholders at the right level. So having the right chief data officers and the people in the business or the IT space is very, very crucial, because everybody needs to understand what is supposed to be done with the data. Everybody needs to understand why the company is basically trying to set up the foundation around data or putting up the governance model. And it needs to be enabled at all the domains and all the industries and units within the company. So the governance model would also require, you know, the right change enablement process within the company, and also, you know, treat the data and analytics as assets, which would help in maximizing your economic value. So it's not just the data which is helping you figure out and fix your problems. It is also helping you in monetizing the data and monetizing the information that is being laid out to you.
When you talk about the stakeholders that are critical to the success, would you say there's more emphasis on the tech stakeholders, so the kind of office of the CIO, or more of the business stakeholders, so the kind of owners of the data in the departments or across the different departments of an organization?
Yeah, somewhere I was discussing about it, and I think the data has been intrinsically seen as technical, but business kind of needs to also see it from the business angle. The data, when we talk about where the emphasis has to be put in right now, is basically in the collaboration between the IT and business, because nowadays business also uses the data through the reports or through, you know, we spoke about the customer engagement and channels, etc. It also requires data. But the issue lies basically between the collaboration and the communication between the IT and the business. So which is where the focus has to be put in.
So, you know, we are in 2023, so we are 22 years or in the 23rd year into this, you know, 21st century. And technology has advanced incredibly over the last, you know, 20 odd years. And we've got access to sheer, you know, infinite computing capabilities through cloud. Mobility allows us to move our data around to the edge and across our organization in near real time. And, you know, we've got code and software tools available to solve pretty much any problem that we you know, that we face in our organization. So the technology is there. So the technology is not a limitation to innovation anymore. So we feel, or the feedback that we're getting from organizations is often to the imagination on what could be possible, or also the ability to derive the right problem statement on what actually to solve. How do you and your team, you know, in the advisory function, work with your clients to really, you know, instill this imagination, or really help them to identify the problems that are really worthwhile solving?
So imagination requires curiosity and creativity. And in consulting, we believe that when you are curious from a business perspective, everything is an opportunity. You just need to have an open mind. And we need to challenge the status quo. Do not accept the way things are already running. Rather, believe that there are better ways of doing things. Sometimes it's driven from within, or sometimes you need to build on that. And we launched Kindred Vital last year, which basically focuses on collaborating and co-creating with our customers in finding fully understanding and envisioning their to-be desired state, and helping in progressively looking at the challenges and finding the right solution to their problems, and which requires a lot of brainstorming sessions or innovative idea-driven sessions, workshops with them. So Kindred Vital, I think, would help in doing that co-creation with the clients, with our customers, in enabling them to think from an imaginative point of view.
Perfect. Look, we're still early on in 2023, so we've got a full year ahead of us. What are you most excited about 2023? Like, any plans or any goals that you set for the business?
I'm very excited about the new areas that Kyndryl has been getting into, and the efforts that we have put in last year have started to show results. In just a year, Kyndryl has acquired around 60 plus clients in data and AI space globally, and our clients have started and have start trusted our vision for Kyndryl and their enterprises also. And this is the thing that excites me the most, is being part of that journey and to be able to shape up the future the way we want.
Perfect. And look, I can't. We are unfortunately approaching the end of our time slot, and I can't let you go without a personal question. Talking about 2023, what is your New Year's resolution that you've set for yourself personally? And are you still holding true to that, or have you given in?
So personally, I would like to focus more on giving back to the society, and I feel that should be the way of living for every human being. I would like to invest more time towards building awareness and motivating people in joining any form of social cause of their preference, and not just be a passive investor into it, just actively and also engage into any social cause at different levels. And we also need to lift ourselves by lifting others. And I like to quote Susan, our managing director here. She says, "Stronger together," and I truly believe in that. At Kyndryl also, we are also getting into the environment sustainability, which basically is trying to focus on reducing the carbon footprint and look for the solutions and sustainability related technologies which would help in doing that. So I think believing in doing better for the society and believing in lifting others would really help us in shaping a better future for us.
Now, look, thank you, Chet. I think that's a perfect, way to wrap up this discussion. And I know that Kyndryl has been very active, specifically in the area of sustainability. And we had Faith Taylor, your Chief Sustainability Officer, over in Singapore at the end of 2022 as well. And we're seeing as well that we are kind of like moving from the experience economy to the purpose economy. So I think these aspects of sustainability or ESG as a broader topic, I think, are very, very relevant for 23 and beyond as well. So I want to thank you for your time and for the insights that you shared, and I'm also wishing you and your team all the best for the year ahead. And for all the viewers, thanks for your time as well, and look forward to seeing you at one of the upcoming sessions of Ecosystem TV. Thank you.